We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Thank you. Are tuned in to Sonosphere right here on WYXR 91.7 and on the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Amy and I'm here with my co-host Jenny, and we have some special guests in the studio today. The Iceberg New Music Ensemble is here. We even have some folks from beyond, not even in Memphis right now. So I'm going to toss it back over to my co-host and we'll get started.
Yes, we've got a full house here in the studio, and as Amy said, from afar. Mm-hmm. And we are so happy to have a few of the composers of Iceberg New Music here with us in Memphis this week. And we're going to chat with them about their music, about Iceberg and what they do, and also about a concert that is coming up this Friday. Yes. At the Beethoven Club. So let's see. There's so many people to choose to talk to first. So how about we talk with Alex Bertzo? So welcome, Alex.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
Of course. So this is, I believe, your seventh year in Memphis. I'm losing track now, but y'all have been coming to Memphis for the last several years to work with Blue Shift Ensemble and put on a concert. So yeah, tell us a little bit about what we might expect this year.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, Iceberg New Music considers Memphis to be its second home. We are New York City based, but we've been coming to Memphis since 2017 every year with a one year break for COVID. And so we're very, very happy to be back again this year, collaborating with Blue Shift Ensemble for the concert on Friday and undertaking a new collaborative role here in Memphis. We are going to be working not only with Blue Shift Ensemble, as Jenny described, but we're also going to be teaching this year young musicians from the Memphis Youth Symphony. So on Saturday, we're going to spend a number of hours actually teaching young students who have an interest in composition, helping them to refine a collaborative project, and then having that project read by the musicians from Blue Shift Ensemble at a public reading. So we're really, really excited about being a part of this new endeavor. And we're grateful, of course, to Jenny, to Blue Shift, and to everyone in Memphis who maintains an interest in what we do year after year.
Yeah, well, we're so happy to have you here. And I know people talk to me throughout the year and ask if Iceberg is coming back. So I know you're very much appreciated here in Memphis.
Well, thank you.
Of course. And is working with young students something y'all have done before, or is this new?
So yes, we working with young composers is a huge part of what we do. We run an institute every year called Iceberg Institute, which was based for several years in Vienna, Austria, and then moved to Orlando, Florida this year. That is an institute for young composers who are 18 and over. And that's been our primary demographic as educators. So we are excited now to work with even younger students and help to build a solid foundation for their craft as composers as they move forward in their careers in music.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it can be a little bit rare for younger students to have experience with composing music. So we're very excited to have y'all here in Memphis doing this with the Youth Symphony students this week. But next, how about we listen to some music? I've been asking too many questions. So up next, we have a piece of yours, or a movement of a piece of yours. And would you like to tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear?
Sure. This is a portion of one of the pieces that is on the program for Friday night at the Beethoven Club. It's called A Country of Vast Designs. And this is a piece that I wrote in 2012. So it's an older composition. It is concerned with the colonization of the Americas. And so it sort of charts the trajectory from a more old world European style of music to a more new world American style of music, and ends with something that is a synthetic between the two. It is, I would say, an optimistic piece, something that imagines a harmonious future between the European and American influences in American concert music. And this is the third movement that we're going to hear. The whole piece will be performed on Friday, so this is just a portion of it.
Great. Well, we're going to get this lined up and enjoy some more music. This piece is by Alex Bertzos.
Thanks for tuning in to Sonosphere, WYXR. And you're tuned into Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7. We have some guests in the studio today, in case you're just tuning in. My name is Amy, and this is Jenny.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Jenny. We're here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. And what did we just hear?
We just heard the third movement of a string quartet by Alex Bertzos called A Country of Vast Designs. And if you'd like to hear more of that piece, you can hear that on Friday, this Friday, at the Beethoven Club at 7:30 p.m. Blue Shift Ensemble is performing works by Iceberg New Music. And we're lucky to have some of them here with us today in the studio. And let's turn it over to Sam Wolf. So we're going to listen to some of your music next. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, yeah.
Sure. Hi, Memphis. my name is Sam. I'm actually the newest member of the Iceberg New Music Collective. So thanks to Alex and everyone for having me and for welcoming me into the fold. It's almost exactly a year ago that I was Zooming in when everyone was in Memphis to sort of get a sense of if it would be a good fit or not. And it's been really good so far. So I'm really chuffed to be here in person. And thank you so much for having us today. Unlike Alex, I thought it would go in a different direction with the piece that I'm sharing today. It's totally different from the piece that you'll hear on Friday. So this is an excerpt of a longer piece. The title is called A Rose is a Ruse, A Bachelor's Tale. And it's basically merging Stravinsky's A Soldier's Tale and Peter and the Wolf, another like pieces for instruments and narrator, but it's telling the story of a season of the TV reality show The Bachelor.
Wow.
So this is a section from that. This is movements 2, 3, and 4. And that's probably as much explanation as I need to give it, because hopefully what's happening will become clear.
Well, I cannot wait to hear this. This is, sounds great. Yeah, so let's hear a little bit of Sam Wolfe's music right here on WYXR.
Once upon a time, in a land of romance and dreams, there lived a bachelor, the star of love's gleam. With biceps like mountains and his smile bleached white, he embarked on a journey airing each Monday night. Tall and toned, a muscle machine, his sculpted physique would really pop on the screen. Like a roaring tide, tested very well with women aged 35 to 49. With muscles and appeal. May you find love so remarkably real? And on the way, land a sweet endorsement deal.
Parade, dance of the sugar-free fairies.
Anticipation filled the air as the bachelor stood by, awaiting the ladies fair. Amidst all the ball gowns, he searched for a mate, one to whom the viewers could hashtag relate. Thank you. each trying to grab their 15 minutes of fame. But as they all tried to stand out, they all kind of seemed the same.
Battle. We're not here to make friends.
I'm not here to make friends.
I'm not here to make friends.
We're not here to make friends.
We're not here to make friends.
You're tuned in to Sonosphere right here on WYXR 91.7. Every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., Jenny and myself, Amy, we are here to bring you some tunes from all genres, all over the place, all over the world. So thanks for tuning in today. We just heard from Sam Wolf, who is in the studio today. What is that tune?
You were just listening to A Rose is a Rose is a Ruse, a Bachelor's nice. Tale.
All right.
Thank you for saying that, because I was trying to get that from across the studio and I was like, what? I can't get it right. Awesome. So we are here with the composers of Iceberg New Music. They're here in town this week preparing for a concert this Friday at the Beethoven Club at 7:30 p.m. with Blue Shift Ensemble, and we're happy to have you here to tell us about yourselves and your music. And up next, we're going to hear some music by Max Graff. So welcome, Max.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your music and your projects, what you're up to.
All right. Hi, I'm Max Graff. I've been a member of Iceberg since the beginning. Been coming to Memphis since the beginning. Love it here. It's always a great time. Currently based in New Jersey / New York area. The piece we're going to hear today is called Peacemaking, coincidentally, also for narrator and ensemble. This is actually going to be the performance from a couple years ago here in Memphis with Blue Shift Ensemble. We at Iceberg, we have a little bit of a history of doing these sort of interdisciplinary projects, particularly in collaboration with an ensemble from New York called Dakota. And this, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, but this, I think, was our first collaboration with them. Yes, I think so.
Which piece is it, Max?
Peacemaking with Yolanda.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. So what we're going to hear is, you know, I kind of thought it was, you know, I kind of took it upon myself to kind of sanitize the reputation of the narrator on ensemble piece, which kind of has a little bit of a bad rap sometimes. I think Sam also did a great job at that pursuit. What we're going to hear is, we collaborated with a New York City-based poet named Yolanda Celi Ruiz. We're going to hear her reading her poetry alongside the music. So I kind of crafted the music, worked the music around her poetry, around the sort of cadences of specifically the way she reads her own poetry. So that's awesome. What we're going to hear, live performance of Yolanda reading her poetry with the musicians of Blue Shift.
All right. Well, thank you. We're going to hear that up next, and you are listening to Sonosphere.
Moving through malaise. I broke free today and entered the space of me before I lost myself. The me I met in dreams. During meditation, in my prayers, I watched as I was pulled from the vortex, released from a shell, that cell which kept me locked in the past. Broke free today and met my future. I am here. And now I am home. Lately, there is a peace in me that passes all understanding. In the midst of chaos and brokenness in our world, you emerge. An oasis of coolness that refreshes. Revitalizes. You allow me to feel seen. Heard. Loved. I still struggle with your lack of digital communication, but I believe you when you say that you've read it all and listened to everything. I hope my words and lyrics to these songs leave an imprint on your heart. And remind you on your most lonely and dark days. That you are truly and deeply loved. Peacemaking. When I write, when the poems flow, I feel the anxiety release through my fingertips. Is this how musicians feel when they tap the keys that release a sound of sadness or joy? My music, these words bring harmony to notes scrambled and confused in my head and heart. Finding rest on the page. Finding long sought peace. Muting in a silence that brings me home. When the clock strikes, will you be able to hear it? Will I be able to recognize its signal? Time to embrace or release you? How will I maintain the gift that God has given me? A door out of the vortex, one where I can see all that you have done to me. With 2020 vision, I walk away from you and towards peace. Happiness is mine to hold. I open my heart to this and welcome myself home again. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're tuned into Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7. Thanks for tuning in today. And we're here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. My name is Amy, and I have a co-host here, too.
My name is Jenny.
Yes, and we have our guests in the house today. We have Iceberg New Music Ensemble. Thanks for being here, guys. It's been a fun almost hour now. But let's talk about the two songs that we just heard. I would love to kind of get a little more history on, you know, the show that these came from and all those things.
Yeah, so by way of clarification, we did just hear two separate pieces by two separate composers. The first 6 minutes or so of that was mine. And then we heard, what was the name of?
Derek Cooper's piece.
Derek Cooper.
Called Goodbye.
Okay. So yeah, those were both off the same concert, the same collaboration with Yolanda Celi Ruiz. We both, you know, chose to respond to different poems of hers. And I mean, as you could probably tell from what you've heard today, the whole idea of Iceberg is that we came together as a group of composers who were committed to a real broad range of aesthetic approaches with certain, you know, artistic, narrative, dramatic principles in common. You know, through all the different versions of our membership, including our newest one with Sam, we've, I think, done a pretty good job of sticking to that principle and having a, you know, a real diverse range of, approaches to the craft of composing. And yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts about working with you all, with Iceberg, is all of the composers do have a very different style of writing, different personality. And as a musician, as a performer, it's really fun to get to kind of, you know, experience all those different styles and play them and hear them, even if, you know, I'm not performing on a piece. But I really appreciate that, and I think audiences do too. I think it's awesome.
And it can make it more approachable.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, classical music, contemporary music, some people might have a certain idea of what that sounds like, but really, there's so many sounds and styles that exist within that. So I love it. So,
for sure.
Yeah. And then we have one more guest
suffice
here with
to
us.
Say.
Oh,
okay.
Wait, Alex is saying.
Suffice
something?
To say.
I can't hear you, Alex.
I should say, when you all come out to listen to our concert with Blue Shift Ensemble on Friday night at 7:30 at the Beethoven Club, you don't know what you're going to hear. It's going to be a huge mix of styles, a huge mix of sounds. There will be something to surprise and delight you.
So just to be entirely clear about it, you are going to hear music from Alex, Sam, me, Derek, and it just occurred to me, I don't think we ever said that was Jack Ferrer's piece that we heard to begin with. But yes, one of our currently missing members is going to be joining us.
We do know
tonight.
Where he is.
Yes.
In the world.
Right.
He will be here in Memphis tonight, actually.
Yes. But he'll be joining us on Friday, so you'll hear from him also.
Yeah, that first piece was a string quartet called Spiral Sequences. So that's what you'll hear on Friday at the Beethoven Club. So we also have Jonathan Kirksey here with us.
Whoa.
That's right. So
hey,
along with the Iceberg New Music Ensemble, our very own Blue Shift Ensemble will be playing too. So I would just love to hear from you, Jonathan, sort of like what, and Jenny, what y'all, if y'all are excited about it and what you have planned for Friday. And I guess just kind of like you were mentioning working with Iceberg in the past. So just kind of, you know, these kinds of collaborations and how they work together.
We always look forward to working with the Iceberg composers every year. It's honestly one of the most fun concerts I get to do all year. It's amazing music, like you said, a lot of diverse styles and very challenging too, which I love. It's one of the most, some of the most challenging music technically that I'll probably play all year, which is great because it really forces me to stretch myself, you know, and learn new things, new techniques. A lot of times that you encounter in new music. So it's really fun, rewarding musically and challenging.
Yes, I agree and confirm. And I recall I think the first year, perhaps, you played a piece by Yuchan Chen,
yes,
where you walked from the second floor down the triangle. So, yeah, as Alex said, you don't know what you're going to hear.
That's
you don't
right.
know what you're going to see. So that's coming out to the Beethoven Club this Friday. The concert's free at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yeah, going to be a great show.
Yeah, it should be a great concert.
Anything?
Next, we're going to hear something. Go ahead, Jenny.
Oh, we've got one more song for you today, and it's actually by Jonathan Kirksey here with us today.
They didn't want me to feel excluded.
Yeah, everyone gets to play something.
Yeah.
So what are we going to hear, Jonathan?
So we're going to hear a piece off of a record called Duets for Mellotron, and the title of the track is called Joan Folds Towels.
Right.
I don't know that you really need to know any more than that.
Right. Perfect. Perfect setup.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for joining us here on WYXR, Sonosphere. And we've got some duets for Mellotron.
Thank you.